Hi, my name is Alan Danziger. I play Jerry in the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You're listening to Pod Culture.
Everybody?
That was good. I like that.
Well, you know, I'm far too white to do the whole chef from South Park thing.
No.
Hello, children. All right, and welcome to another Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Christina.
And we're tired.
I thought you were going to start singing like You Are Everybody or something. From
You All Everybody.
Yeah.
All right. This is a little bit of a different episode.
We're different.
No shit. But it's this is the episode that's coming out right before we leave for Dragon Con.
Everybody needs to pray for us. Light a candle, sacrifice some KFC, whatever it takes.
Yeah, because I'm driving this year.
Dun, dun, dun. We are not listening to the same CD the entire way down there.
Okay.
We're going to take turns. And not listen to the same
thing. Anything's
the
better
weekend.
Than the 8 hours of Queen that we
it
had last year.
It was 8 hours of Queen. There was George Michael, and there was cool 80s stuff, and it was not just Queen.
It was torture for me.
It was torture for me.
It was torture for this redneck, let me tell you. But anyhow, figured we'd do a little bit of some con experience, and we have a special guest contributor this episode.
Yay!
Mer Lafferty.
Hi, Mer.
She did an excellent Dragon Con survival guide as part of one of her episodes last year, and she has graciously allowed us to include that in this episode. That'll be coming up a little bit later in the show.
Thank you, Mer.
So, Glenn, kind of people that may not know, what is Dragon Con?
Oh, it's a pop culture phenomenon. It's
an explosion of geek.
If I understand correctly, I think it actually started out as like a sci-fi fantasy book club type gathering
mm-hmm.
that just grew and grew and grew and never stopped. And it's just like this amazing multimedia experience. You go there, there's all sorts of celebrities, writers, artists, actors, actresses, bands performing. It's a really neat thing in Atlanta where everything's named Peachtree.
Yeah. It really is. It's always Peachtree.
And Dragon Con goes on literally 24/7 for like 4 days.
Oh, yeah. That is, you know, what a convention should be. That's the way I feel. When I go to a convention and it cuts off at 5 o'clock, I'm like, what are you doing? What's going on? You got so many more hours of the day to go.
Well, yeah, like when we had gone to the Fright Night Film Fest and there was like, okay, 20 minutes till the dealer's room closed.
You're like, what?
Well, yeah. And, of course, people pack up well before that.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, Dragon's a lot of fun. I've been going a long time now. Jeez. Like, I don't know, like 94 maybe?
My God.
I don't know.
Long time.
Long time.
Veteran and the newbies.
Mm-hmm.
I've been, like, 9 times, I think.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've seen it go from infancy to
well,
insanity.
Well, I wasn't even there at the infancy. I mean, it was still big when I went.
Wow.
I mean, it was still a cool big thing to go to. But
now, they claim 40,000 folks or thereabouts.
Oh,
but,
I wouldn't doubt it.
I would say that there's... That's probably all that they can advertise that they have in there, but I'm sure there's actually
just
probably multiples of
fire
that.
Fire hazard maximum occupancy reasons.
There's really just 40 people, and they all walk past the camera a bunch.
And in different costumes.
Yeah.
All
and
of
it,
the costumes.
It looks like. Yeah.
Lots and lots of costumes.
My favorite thing.
Check
or lack thereof in some cases.
Yeah, or check out our Flickr page, and you'll see all the fabulous costumes of last year.
Yeah. Awesome stuff.
All right. So before we get into the show, what's something you're looking forward to at Dragon Con?
The costumes. And, you know, running into people I know from the show from going, you know, so many times in the past. But really, I mean, there are so many celebrities to meet. It's hard to go, oh, yeah, I want to go see just this person. Or it's hard to see everybody. I mean, it's a mm-hmm. long show. It's nice. It's a 4-day weekend.
But there's so much
there's
stuff.
So much. Yeah.
Christina?
What?
What's one thing you...
Well, you asked him a couple of questions. I didn't know when you wanted me to answer.
What's one thing you're looking forward to at DragonCon?
Claudia Black.
See, that's really short and to the point.
Because I love her so very much.
And
in a strictly heterosexual way.
And Claudia Black would be?
She plays Erin's son on Farscape.
And she was on some other show, too, wasn't
and
she?
And she was on Stargate. Yes.
Yeah. That was quite hilarious. Her character there is completely different than her character on Farscape. So, I would probably have to say, you know, meeting some more of the big damn heroes. You got Ron Glass, who you've gotten to meet.
Yeah, and very nice.
He's such a spaz. I love him.
And who is kind enough to cut bumpers for us. Mm-hmm. But I would also want, of course, meet Claudia Black, because I am a straight male, and she's wow.
I'm a straight female, and she's wow.
And Gigi Edgley, who, again, Glenn's gotten to meet. I haven't got to meet her yet.
Yeah, well, very, very cute, very bubbly, fun. Great to meet her.
Of course, being the Angel and Buffy fan that I am.
Yes.
And, of course, Smallville, Mr. James Marsters.
And Torchwood.
And, yeah, coming to Torchwood Season 2.
I'm so excited.
He was at Dragon Con 1 year that I was there, but I didn't get to see him, unfortunately. So this would be a first.
I really, really, really hope he's nice. Because if he's not nice, and I will say this
if he's
right
like
now.
Andy Hallett?
I will say this right now for the universe to hear. If James Marsters is not nice, I will never watch the Joss Whedon show ever again.
Even if he's not on it?
Yes.
Oh, so if they brought back Firefly Season 2,
no,
you wouldn't watch it?
No. Because...
Ooh, that's going out on the limb there, dear.
Because evidently somebody on that show that I really like is not going to be nice, too. And it will piss me off.
I don't know. Everybody we've met so far has been
so
really cool.
So far, yes. Yeah, but
Glenn's met Ron that we haven't, and he's been really cool. So, all right. Well, let's wrap this opening up, and we'll get into some geeky goodness when we have some more of the regular stuff. And we will have some more Dragon Con content.
Pray for us.
Dragon content?
We'll have Dragon content. I like
we'll
that.
We'll have lots of the irregular stuff, too.
We have lots of irregular
We got pills stuff. For that. And we will be back right after this.
Run.
No, we got pills for that, too.
Oh, stop.
It's back and it's better than ever. August 31st through September 3rd, downtown Atlanta, Dragon Con presents Podcasting Now and Beyond with screaming turbo action. Sponsored by Farpoint Media and Skepticality at the downtown Atlanta Hilton, Marriott, and the Hyatt. It's the largest convention of its kind in the world. Podcasting events for all 4 days. Special guests and popular podcasters include Skepticality, Keith and the Girl, Farpoint Media, Scott Sigler, J.C. Hutchins, The Signal, and many, many more. Here are some of your favorite shows being recorded live. Podcasting parties all through the weekend, including Scott Sigler's podcast Players Ball on Friday. Go to www.dragon-pod.com for the latest information.
And yes, it's time for me to inflict more cuisine of geek.
We have other stuff. We don't have to torture them with strawberry marshmallows.
Oh, but I've been wanting to try these.
See, oh, and I have saltines, too, so I can.
All right.
Yes.
We have.
I don't get the connection. I don't think I want to.
Oh, when I was little, my mom used to put a marshmallow on a saltine and put them in the oven. And they get all brown, you know, like a roasted marshmallow, and they're very good. The combination of the salt and the sweet is very good. He thinks I'm crazy. But
I know you're crazy.
It's very good. I like them.
But we have strawberry marshmallows.
From Walmart.
Yeah, well, they're like Kraft jet puffed, you know, Mr. Stay Puft kind of marshmallows.
No, they're actual, they're not, they're Kraft marshmallows. They're not like store brand marshmallows. He's having trouble opening the bag. His trusty fruity pop scissors. They're probably all sticky.
They are not. I just cleaned them.
I think we should own stock in the Fruity Pop Company.
Fruity Odie Pops.
Seriously. Yes, please. I would like one.
Yeah.
Not the one you dropped on the floor. I know what ends up on that floor. I don't really want
them.
Okay, do they bounce? Do they bounce? No, not much.
All right, you know what? See, now that they're open, I'm going to have to try them on a peanut butter sandwich. Okay. Oh, they're stuck together. Oh, I dropped one too. I got it.
Down off the chair, across my comic books.
Thank you. Oh, no, I'm good. This is fine. I only grabbed three because they were all stuck together. She just wants one, and she's not going to really eat
one.
It. She doesn't like them.
I'm not much of a marshmallow fan with these kinds, unless there's a fire involved.
So. I understand. See, fire. I'm sorry we don't have gas. Don't you dare. Oh. He's going to get the lighter.
But it says that they're berry-licious.
Mm-hmm. So, strawberry, they're very bright pink. They look like a exploded Pepto-Bismol thing or
something.
They do
not. I like them.
Right.
Say chubby bunny three times fast.
Chubby bunny three times fast.
No, don't.
Love the bunnies.
Oh, good Lord.
You fail. That's only, what, four? Mm-hmm. You fail.
Oh. But he gets bonus points because half of them were on the floor earlier.
5 second rule.
There was an article about that saying.
But it said it was true. That's the scary thing.
Yeah. Scary thing is, I was reading an article about the 5 second rule, and there is no 5 second rule. Things will collect germs no matter how long they've been on the floor.
Pretty good. I like them.
Yeah, I'll be trying these on peanut butter toast.
Yeah, peanut butter and toasted, yeah.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, I can't see me just opening up a bag of marshmallows and sitting there eating them as a snack like I'm doing right now.
Yeah,
I could do that.
It's more of a berry aftertaste,
yeah,
I think, with them.
See, it's not quite as good as a peep, but it's close. She's like, no, I hate you. Go away.
Well, I like the taste, but I just hate the texture of marshmallows.
So you're not a peep fan at all, Easter peeps?
Unless they're, like, old and stuff.
I like them hard better, too. I agree. Oh, shut up. Good Lord. I walked
and
right.
And what are peeps when they grow up?
Poops. The sad thing is we said it at the same time.
I was going another direction with that. That's okay.
Sad thing is we said it at the same time.
Okay. Y'all are weird.
Yeah. See, I tell my friends at work.
I'm just weird by proxy.
What? What?
Glenn's still eating marshmallows.
Because they're good.
Yeah. Sorry.
I love marshmallows. I could sit there and eat a whole bag of just plain marshmallows.
See, I couldn't eat plain marshmallows. These berry marshmallows are pretty good.
I used to roast them over the gas stove fire at my parents' house. Eric, don't you dare try this if you're listening. I used to roast them over the stove. Because they're good. I don't want to have to explain to the firemen why our apartment went up in flames. We were trying to roast marshmallows.
Little candle lighter thing I could.
You gave it to me. It's in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
There's a candle behind you, you know.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Because I get that eucalyptus
like vanilla.
Oil.
Oh. I thought it was vanilla.
That'd be nasty. All right. So, all around, pretty good.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. I hope they still have them next time we go back.
Maybe. That was the only bag they had.
I know. It was lonely.
Melt them in some hot chocolate or something. Strawberry
Ooh,
hot chocolate.
That would be good.
Well, you probably wouldn't taste the strawberry too much.
Well, we have actually.
Worth trying.
We have strawberry quick strawberry syrup.
Yes.
So we've been known to, you know, make a big glass of chocolate milk and
put
throw a shot or two of strawberry syrup in there. And it's pretty good.
And then there was a time at the IHOP where he put the strawberry syrup in my coffee. Thinking I wouldn't drink it, and I drank it anyway. It was good. Oh. And he tried the blueberry syrup and the boysenberry syrup, and I still drank it.
She went through a whole pot of coffee. She was bouncing off the walls after
that.
That
was the time it was decaf coffee, and I didn't know it. So there was no bouncing off the walls.
It made for a much better story, though.
I don't like to lie to our listeners, because they're good people.
All three of them?
Aww.
All right. And that wraps up our marshmallowy goodness. And we will be back right after this.
Everything's goodness.
damn straight. Good show.
If you go to Zahatun, you will die. If you go to www.babylonpodcast.com, you will find the only podcast dedicated to Babylon 5. You will hear in-depth commentary, insightful interviews, and unexpected surprises. The Babylon Podcast, our last best hope for B5 fans.
Greetings! Welcome to Geek Fu Action Grip. I'm your host, Murr, and today is Saturday, August 19th, 2006. And why am I coming to you so soon after I told you I was going on hiatus? Well, here's the deal. This is going to be a special show. It'll probably be shorter. And it's going to be unplugged, which means you'll get to hear the ums I just said. It's unplugged because I should be writing special anniversary birthday thing, and I don't have time to edit two podcasts, and that one's going to require a lot of editing. So, I just want to get this out and up. And some of you like the whole occasional raw-type podcasty thing going on. So, here you go. For those of you who like that. For those of you who don't... Oop, just hit the microphone. For those of you who don't, the next installment of Geek Fu Action Grip will be the same as always, edited and happy. While this will be unedited and happy. The deal is that I've been talking to a couple of people who are going to Dragon Con coming up. And I think among most of the podcasters, I think I'm the Dragon Con veteran. A lot of people are saying they've never been, or they've been to cons, but they've never been to Dragon Con. And they don't know what to expect. And all the talk is a little overwhelming. So this is my survivor's guide to Dragon Con. If you're not going to Dragon Con, feel free to skip it. If you are going to Dragon Con, you might want to listen. If you're going to Dragon Con and you're a Dragon Con veteran, then feel free to skip it, but who knows. Here's my view of Dragon Con. I'm going to try to number these, but if I talk too much and get off tangent, I might forget what number I'm at. But I'll start with the numbers. Here, I'll write it down. I have a pad right here. 1. I don't know if you're like me. I think what my problem is specifically female, but it's definitely not Southern, which is kind of... Oh, no, it is Southern. That's right. It's female and it's Southern. And it's the fact that I get cold very easily. And summer in the South is very irritating because it's 100 degrees with 115 degree heat index. That's basically hot and humid. 90 degree humidity. You walk outside, you immediately start sweating, and you wonder why you took a shower in the first place. And then you go indoors, and at first, the blast of Arctic air feels really good. And after about 5 minutes, you wonder why the hell you didn't bring a sweater with you. And I think a lot of people get summer colds because they go from these extremes. Now, I know that maintaining a happy medium when it's 100 degrees outside and then you're filling a room full of people, like in a store, it's hard to do that. So, you know, setting it at a good old 65, 68 is logical. However, that doesn't mean that I'm any warmer. And the Hyatt Hotel in Atlanta is no stranger to this. While it may be 100 degrees when you step outside of the hotel, it will be frigid inside. So I'm fond of bringing a hoodie sweatshirt with me, just to wrap around my waist if I don't need it, and to slip on and zip up if I do. This is a survival guide. This is not talking about the details and the fun and the stars. This is how to get through Dragon Con. 2, shoes. Dragon Con, I believe, now stretches between 3 hotels. And granted, they're all linked by habit trail kind of things, but it's still going to be a lot of walking. If you want to eat, it's going to take a lot of walking to get wherever you're going. So, no matter, some of you may be used to dressing in highly fashionable ways, and bully for you if you've killed all the nerves in your feet. I haven't. I have to wear special orthotics in my shoes because I have bad knees. So, my shoes can only be so cool. Sandals are almost always out. I can wear sandals a couple of days, and then after that, my knees start hurting again. I'm a fragile flower, really. But, yeah, you want to look cool. You want to look your geeky best. But remember, you may be doing a little bit of walking, so keep your feet in mind. 3, overwhelming. Yes, it's a huge, huge con. There are 1 billion guests and 5 billion people. That's one guest for every 5 persons. Pretty cool. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating. There are so many different tracks and so many different concerts and so many different performances and so many different signings and a separate dealer room and an exhibitor's hall. There's 2 different kinds of things. And you just go there and you think, how the hell am I going to deal with this in a mere 4 days? And the answer is, just don't worry about it. Just be very zen about it. You will get your program guide. And once you're there, it's thick. But think about it. Are you interested in absolutely every single thing that's going on at DragonCon? Are you interested in British TV and gothic concerts and cosplay and podcasting and writing and Babylon 5 and Buffy and, you know, 1,000 other things? Real science and science fiction. I mean, there's so much stuff. Tribes. First thing you start to do is you start to eliminate the stuff you have no interest in. And once you do that, it becomes a little bit easier to figure out what you're going to do. And then you realize what your priorities are at different times of the day. How badly do you want to get up for that 9:30, 10 o'clock panel? Are you going to be partying the night before? If you are going to be partying the night before, are you okay with missing whatever's going on that night? I just found out that the Daikaiju concert is Friday night, after midnight. I have to run, but I'm in the Parsec Awards show the night after, Saturday night. So I don't know if I'm going to be up for staying up past midnight on Friday. Yes, I am an old fart. I will fully admit it. What number are we at? 4. Money. Let's talk about money. There are several ways to save money at DragonCon. I recommend bringing, say, a couple of boxes of Pop-Tarts, a couple of, you know, maybe a case of bottled water, depending on whether you're flying or driving, you know, that's all easy. And, you know, I want to find out whether your hotel frowns on that, because it's kind of hard to bring in a case of bottled water while it's easy to sneak Pop-Tarts into your bag. But, you know, hotel restaurants are super expensive. There is a little food court down the street from the main hotels where a lot of people go. And that's usually a good place to get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But it's crap, so don't eat there every time. There are typical tourist places to eat, which have typical tourist prices, like Hard Rock Cafe, which I just found out last year. It took me, like, how many years have I been going to DragonCon? 6, 7? To figure this out. But they have a special DragonCon pin at the Hard Rock Cafe every year in Atlanta. Sorry, I have my white tea with me. So you can bring some snacky stuff if you're looking to save money. Don't be afraid to leave the hotel to get food if you think it might be cheaper down the street. There are some really good eateries. There is an excellent sushi restaurant in the mall with the food court thing. I don't know, you wouldn't call it a mall. I don't even know, nobody ever pays any attention to the stores there. It's just the food court, and then, like, down the escalators and around the corner is the sushi place. We try to go there at least once. But I think we found a sushi place down the street last time, but I'm very bad in cities. I get turned around really easily, so don't be afraid to wander around and look for food. And don't be afraid to take some food into your room to save a little bit of money. But as Paul Tevis from Have Games Will Travel says, you definitely need to follow the 3-2-1, which is the every day you need 3 hours of sleep, 2 full meals, and 1 shower. Speaking of showers and bodies and skin, there's going to be an awful lot of flesh at DragonCon. And some of it may be flesh that you may really, really like to look at. Unfortunately, the men have better choices in what to look at than the women. Because a lot of times when the men dress up, they don't always dress in revealing things. And sometimes they shouldn't dress in revealing things. I'll never forget the year where we were at a party and 2 women walked in leather pants and nothing on top except for electrical tape. Just 2 X's of electrical tape, strategically placed. They were with a little guy. He was much shorter than they were. I don't know how old he was. I'm thinking maybe 18, 19. And his pants didn't have any seat. They weren't chaps, but... it was one of those things where you look down, your eyes get wide, and then you look away, and even though you can feel the gravitational pull for the rest of the night, no matter where he is in the room, you really try not to look. And then the elevators get crowded, and there are people there that are fleshy, and you think you don't want to touch, but sometimes you just brush up against them, and there's some people who shouldn't be revealing flesh, and... You know, on one hand, you want to think, yeah, you go, you wear what you want. Who cares what other people think? And then on the other hand, you're what the other people think, going, God, I don't want to see that. But there will be flesh there. And this is more of just be prepared for it. There's nothing you can do about it. I would like to think you're not one of those people who openly stares. But, you know, maybe they want you to. I don't know. I don't get the mindset of showing off that much flesh. I don't have that much flesh to show off. Where are we? Number six. That has to do with crowds. Maybe it's because I've been to Dragon Con a whole bunch of times, but I'm starting to realize that my dislike of crowds is often stronger for me than my desire to see something. For example, the year James Marsters was at Dragon Con, that was Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I didn't see him. Like, I walked past his autograph table once. But I didn't go to anything he was speaking in because the lines were winding through the lobby and out the door and around the block. And I'm not kidding. And a lot of times the masquerade is extremely crowded and extremely long. And there's always, like, there somebody there dressed in Renaissance gear who want to do it on a skit. And then there's always somebody there who you know spent several $100 and... a professional costumer's advice on their costume, and it's just jaw-dropping. But, you know, you'll be able to see them. You'll especially be able to see them on Sunday night, because once they're done with the masquerade, they wander around and parade, and you will definitely get to see them and definitely get to take their picture, because that's what they want you to do. But you can always weigh how badly you want something with how much the crowds turn you off. Alcohol. Alcohol will be flowing quite freely at this con. There's the bar. The bar is... It's a nice bar. I like it. It will, of course, be utterly packed. And being a hotel bar, it will have hotel bar prices. There are several suite parties. There will probably be a time sometime in DragonCon when somebody hands you a pamphlet for a suite party. I haven't been to many of those, so I can't tell you exactly how they are or how free the alcohol is, but just use your common sense in drinking with strangers, please. I've seen some... people passed out in bad places at Dragon Con. Actually, if I see them passed out and they're not, like, in my room and a friend of mine, then they're probably in a bad place because, you know, stairwells, by the elevators, whatever. It does get rowdy. It does get drunken. So use your common sense. Actually, common sense will get you through Dragon Con, honestly. Be sure to check out Artist Alley because there are some awesome people there who will do sketches for you either for free or for... a minimal charge. My favorite there is Andy Lee. He is a phenomenal Chinese brush painter, and I've tried to get something from him every year I've been going to Dragon Con. I've received two really wonderful gifts of his work, and I think I'm starting to run out of ideas of what to ask him to do for me, and my friends seem to have better ideas of what I should have, because last year my friend Angie got me one of me podcasting. And then this year, my friend Jason from Random Signal got me one of my novels about a bar. And so he got his and Andy's ideas, obviously, of what the front of the bar looked like. And I loved it. But Andy Lee is there, and he's fun to watch paint, even if you don't buy anything from him. He's just a fabulous, fabulous artist. But remember that you do have a number of days to see everything and do everything. And just once you get your information, why don't you go sit in your room, get a piece of paper, and write down everything you want to do, and then see if it fits in to some sort of schedule. Don't forget to eat. Don't forget to sleep. Don't forget to drink water if you're drinking alcohol. And I think that's about it. If I come up with anything else, I'll post them on the blog at geekfooactiongrip.com. If you have any more questions about Dragon Con, don't hesitate to email me at mightymur@gmail.com. And that's it for me. I hope I see you at Dragon Con.
Hey everyone out there in Podland, Jay Emmett from the Obscure 80s Podcast here, and with me side by side, my partner in crime,
Stewie D.
When we're not busy waxing all poetic about the 80s, going on and on about big hair, Cabbage Patch Kids, Atari and such, we're geeking out with the crew from Pod Culture. So if you want to hear a couple of bogus guys talking nostalgic about the best decade ever, check us out at obscure80s.podomatic.com. But if you just want to get your geek on, keep listening to Brad, Glenn, and Christina here at Pod Culture.
Okay, we all can't be fine, upstanding citizens all the time. Every once in a while, you got to get a little guilty.
Usually guilty.
Yeah, that's true. So, Glenn, you want to make us feel guilty?
What the world needs now is a shining hero.
Iron Man's coming soon, isn't it?
Yeah. Or so this DVD box.
DVD Silver Surfer was kind of shiny.
Very.
Oh, yeah. Very shiny. Until Doom stepped on the board.
That's true. The return of Captain Invincible.
Dun, dun, dun.
I didn't know he left.
Yeah, who knew? Man, this movie, Ryan and I rented this movie back in high school. And we thought, wow, a superhero movie, you know, because, you know, back then there weren't a lot of them. It was like, this would be cool. And we put the movie in, and then we were like, what the hell? What is this? Yeah, it starts as a superhero movie. Starts out pretty cool, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these, like, newsreel tapes, like the old, you know, 40s, like you would see at the theater, you know, with the, you know, the marching armies and the war and all this stuff. And there's all this flashback footage of Captain Invincible helping win the war and, you know, teaching kids to be good and stay in school and all that crap, you know. And then it continues on to, like, the McCarthy era, and they're questioning him and saying, well, you know, you went to Russia and did stuff, and, you know, are you a commie and all this, and he ends up giving up being a superhero and disappearing. So this is probably where they got the idea for Superman Returns, right?
Okay.
No, I'm just making it up. But he drops off the map, and The world is in danger again. His arch enemy, played by Christopher Lee.
Awesome.
shows up, rears his ugly head, as they say, and the world's in trouble. And it ends up, there's a little boy in one of the newsreels at the beginning that he's like, you know, what do you want to be, son? The kid's like a Boy Scout, you know. He's like, I'm going to grow up and be president. And he tells the kid, he's like, well, you know, well, when you're president, anything you need, you just call on me.
Aww.
And the kid grows up to be president.
How awesome is that?
And the world's in trouble, and he calls on Captain Invincible.
Aww.
And there's lots of parodies of, you know, the Man of Steel. This guy, Captain Invincible, is the Man of Magnet. And he has all these, like, voice-activated superpowers.
Okay.
Which are kind of cool. He'll be like, Magnet on! And, you know, supercomputer brain on! And all this stuff, you know. And he can fly and repel things and attract things and stuff. And I don't know. It's Alan Arkin.
No!
As a superhero in shiny spandex.
Oh, God.
Alan Arkin.
You know, at the time, I was expecting and wanting something totally different, and I didn't exactly walk away from it the first time, a happy camper, you know? But when I saw this on the used rack at the Great Escape, I was like, I cannot believe they put that on DVD. And
I was
more
excited to see it, or just, like, stunned that I can't believe they put it on DVD?
I was stunned that they put it on DVD, and then I was excited. I was like, I've got to have that. I've got to have that. And what really blew it for me the first time, but ended up being one of the things that makes it a guilty pleasure here, is it turned into a musical.
Oh,
what?
Yeah,
the musical. Rock on.
Exactly. I was sitting there, and
Glenn watched a musical,
and the president stands up and starts singing.
I love it.
Well, not only that, but the lines to his song were bullshit. And he just said it over and over again musically. That was like the entire first song.
Bullshit?
Bullshit. So I'm like, wow. I'm like, what
it just
the,
hit him.
What the heck is this? What's going on here? I was stunned, but like I said, I enjoyed it a little more the second time around.
It's going to be 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's going to start singing bullshit.
Well, oh, one of the highlights of the film for people that do like the film, and there are some out there, one of the highlights of the film is Christopher Lee singing. Yes.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he's good. Because he's got a cool voice to start with.
It ends up our hero has become an alcoholic. He's like the wino superhero, okay?
He's Tony Stark?
Crabby ass Bruce Wayne.
And if you guys remember, if you remember the 70s at all, you remember Skylab?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Skylab's falling?
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of thing? He ends up catching Skylab. Is how he's like kind of discovered again. You know, everybody saw some man catch Skylab or whatever. And they find him. He's a drunk wandering the streets in Australia.
Australia.
And he's on walkabout.
They try to sober him up and talk to him and stuff. And they're talking to him. He's like, what city am I in or whatever? And they explain that he's in Australia. And he's like, I thought New York looked really weird. He's been drunk all these years and thought he was in New York. I thought it was pretty good. There are at least two songs written by, I can't think of his name. I think it's Richard. It's O'Brien, the guy that did Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
Yeah, he did two of the songs in here. And I think one of them, yes. And I think one of them is the Christopher Lee song.
Awesome.
Which is kind of notorious from this.
Yes.
Because what can the supervillain do to taunt the hero and try to get him to turn? Well, when the hero's recently been a drunk, he can offer him a drink.
Oh, no.
So what about the big climax of the movie with the hero taunting the... I mean, the villain taunting the hero with the alcohol.
Oh, my.
So that gives you kind of a clue of what's going on. But
wow.
It's pretty cool, the little skits and gags they do and him trying to sober up and learn how to use his powers again and the evil plot and all is pretty ridiculous. But I think personally my favorite stuff was the old newsreel footage at the beginning because they were kind of playing it straight there. And
propaganda from the...
Yeah, you've got to see this thing as what's going on here? Who thought of this? How did they make this? Who was like, this is a great idea?
So this will blow the what the factor out of the water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. All the musical numbers and the... I don't know.
It's just like, bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
I'm like, who exactly was the audience for this? It wasn't me.
Wow.
But I did enjoy it the second time just for the oddity that it was. Once I knew sort of what to expect, I was like, oh, well, yeah, that's kind of cool. And one thing that's weird, this is a supposedly remastered, overseen by the director transfer and everything.
Yeah.
And it's still kind of cut off and not really exactly full, you know, it's like it's still a little cropped. I was like, okay, the director remastered it, huh?
He was drunk.
He was hitting the bottle, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. But kind of cool. Like I said, definitely worth seeing once. I wouldn't recommend everybody rush out and buy it, but you know, I can't really do that for most of my movies now, can I?
You know, everybody has to go out and buy every movie that you recommend.
Oh, of course. Well, I need to make a movie and recommend it then. I'll sell at least 5 copies.
There you go. So it was a good flick?
Yeah, it was really neat. Like I said, originally I watched it with Ryan back in high school, you know, a long time ago. And then more recently I watched it with Eric, and he had never seen it before, and he really enjoyed it. But he's obviously gotten a warped sense of enjoyment like I do.
He'd been hanging around you for 20 years, and that'll do it.
That'll do it. So, yeah, The Return of Captain Invincible.
All right. That'll wrap up this Guilty Pleasures. Thank you for telling us about bullshit.
Oh. You're welcome. And, tune in next week for more bullshit.
Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
I think you've heard the song
before. I'm coming after you, Glenn. When he wakes me up at 4 o'clock in the morning singing the bullshit song, I'm coming after you.
We'll have to put this in and let you hear it before I leave.
We'll be back right after this. Bullshit.
Hi, this is Doc from Des Moines. My real name is Dr. Alan Coslow, and I'm a surgeon in Des Moines and obviously a sci-fi freak. I'm also the director of the blood drive at the Dragon Con, the Heinlein's blood drive at Dragon Con. I'm going to be making this blood drive dedicated to Joe, and so I was wondering if you could do the shout-out on all of the Far Point programs and say everybody going to Dragon Con. If you do normally give blood, hold off for the six between now and Dragon Con so that you're able to give blood at Dragon Con. And if you don't give blood, think about giving blood at Dragon Con. Everyone who donates blood at Dragon Con is going to get a ribbon that says, I gave blood for Joe. Just to let you know, patients who have cancer probably use up more blood than any other category of patients. And patients like Joe need blood transfusions. And so in Joe's memory, let's go ahead and donate some blood at Dragon Con, and you'll get a ribbon saying, I gave blood for Joe. Look forward to seeing you all at Dragon Con. Look me up at the blood drive and at the podcasting seminar, and look forward to seeing you all there. Thanks a lot.
Now it's time to come to say goodbye.
To all our company.
But first, we got bullshit.
Oh. Oh, Glenn, why?
Sorry.
Oh, all right. I want to thank Mer for her survival guide to Dragon Con.
Thank you, Mer.
We might survive now.
Now, we're relative newbies to the
you
whole
Dragon
Con.
You and I are. Glenn's not. You and I are.
Yeah. Well, no, Glenn's an old hand at this thing. So, what would be some of your survival tips or things that you would...
Oh, jeez. Bullshit. Don't fall asleep on the balcony, pass that drunk, and get a sunburn the next day? No.
Oh.
You wouldn't catch me out on the balcony.
No.
Yeah. Let's see. What I learned last year was... I brought my digital camera and thought I had plenty of space on my memory cards, but took so many pictures.
600 pictures later.
Yeah. That
quite literally.
My little card reader adapter didn't work in your laptop for some reason, and I couldn't dump it to the laptop. I hadn't brought my own, so I ended up having to buy a memory card for my camera. Which normally when you're trapped someplace, like a hotel or some place where they know that they got you and you're not going to want to travel very far, normally they really stick it to you. But actually, I got a good, decent card at what I thought at the time was a really fair price. I mean, you know, I'm not saying I couldn't have gotten it cheaper ordering on the internet or something, but for being able to just walk in and buy it, I was very happy. So I got lucky that time.
Yeah, because luckily that whole hotel complex has got it like I was attached to a mall, which you... down through a hallway and through the secret passage and all that crazy crap.
Yeah, we got to pull the candlestick on the wall. And,
and then flick the switch under the Shakespeare head.
Put the candle back.
Bullshit.
I touch nothing. I step where you step.
You call him Dr. Jones, lady. All right. Christina, you know, you were rather wiped out.
I had a bit of a time this last convention because there are so many people and so few elevators.
Yeah, we stayed at the Hyatt, and we're staying at the Hyatt again.
Hopefully on a floor closer to the ground so I can just take the stairs.
Because we were like 16, 18 floors up. And, of course, there's only four elevators, and they're constantly packed.
3 o'clock
in the morning.
It was taking
20
minutes just to get on the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
It was ridiculous.
There's a reason why there's a half hour between panels, and that's still not enough time.
No.
Not
especially when your ass has to go four blocks.
That wasn't as far as I expected it to be. I did that okay. No. But comfortable shoes and plenty of water.
Lots of money.
And if you're short, expect to get elbowed in the head and almost knocked down about 500,000 times, which is going to piss you off. Because it pissed me off. But, yeah.
Just kick him in the nards, man.
I'm not looking forward to... If I could just, like, teleport into the panel rooms and teleport into the autograph place and teleport into the dealer's room, I'd be the happiest person in the world.
Now, admittedly, we bypassed a lot of the traditional headaches of Dragon Con last year.
Yes.
Because of, you know,
they are wonderful press. With the handicap accessible stuff. They were so good.
Yeah, Christina was doubly, I guess, blessed in a sense.
I'm doubly the credentialed.
The accessibility badge was cool because, you know, it was a traditional...
It was the handicap wheelchair, but he had a little alien head. Yeah, he was cute.
It was kind of cool. It was had a little gray alien head on
and
it.
And they were really good about that. I was really impressed because some places say they're going to help you out and then, nah, not really, but they were really good.
But we were between the press credentials and her accessibility badge, front row... center for most of this panel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's not what I mean about people. I just mean, like, in the lobby itself, getting from room to room, getting from your hotel room to the main floor is just a nightmare.
Yeah, but there are cool people, too. Lots of cool people, like the time you...
Was helped home by a Klingon.
Yeah. Klingon bodyguards on the way
Klingon
home.
Klingon walked me home the one night. He was very nice. Excellent. His costume was beautiful.
Yeah,
in the dark, it was beautiful. I would have... Love to have seen it, you know.
I had stayed for the live winging it at the podcasting track, which is, of course, four blocks down into another
room. And I can only handle so much noise and alcohol at 11 o'clock at night.
And so she was walking back to the
hotel. I'm going back. I'll see you later.
And couldn't get directions from a policeman.
The security guard was pissed off because a lot of people were giving him a hard time that he wasn't an actual security guard. He was in costume and blah, blah, blah. And so when I got up to him, he was not going to help me. Like, wow. I just want to know which door leads to this street. There are several exits, and I'm all turned around. I just want to know how to get out to get to my hotel. And there was the Klingon behind me going, well, I'm heading that way. I'll help you. Like up at him. Like, he's, like, 6 feet taller than me. I'm like, okay, don't hurt me.
Who's going to mess with the Klingon, right? And they're usually some of the nicest people and also some of the most partying
rowdiest
people.
The Klingons are the bikers of the geek community.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, they're nice and they get drunk a lot and they're probably really lawyers or something.
Yeah.
Probably.
like real bikers.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Snacks and water. Bring granola bars and water because you're going to need the water.
And they give you a little booklet ahead of time.
Plan ahead of time.
We... pulled into town about 8 o'clock the Friday morning of Dragon Con last year.
Wee hours.
Yeah, we left at the ass crack of midnight and drove straight through, and we wised up a little bit this year. We're going down the Thursday of Dragon Con. Thursday before Dragon Con officially starts.
And staying until Tuesday after.
Yep. Avoiding the mess that is Friday morning registration. And avoiding the mess that is Monday, see you later.
Monday morning checkout was terrible because it took us, there was some...
3 or 4 hours.
Panels that we had planned to see in the morning, but it took us so long to get our trolley to put our luggage on to get it downstairs. Mm-hmm. We'd missed everything.
Yeah, so we're like, okay, we're not going to do that again. You know, and the con does end at a normal, like, 4 o'clock or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, no, we want to make sure we see everything this year and relax, maybe go out and have a good dinner.
Right.
And chill. So we're going to leave Tuesday morning.
Yes.
That and I don't like driving at night.
No.
Especially long distances because, you know, you get real tired at night. Glenn's a night owl. I'm a night owl if my ass is sitting in front of a video game or something.
Yeah.
But driving, not so much. I get highway hypnosis big time.
I like driving at night. Unfortunately, I can't see very well at night. Something I didn't mention to you when we drive 8 hours,
thank you very much.
You were a very good driver, though. I felt completely safe.
I just fell asleep, so I guess, you know, it could have been something like National Lampoon's Family Vacation.
No, I was awake for most of it. It was fine.
Okay, the car must have been backfiring. I thought you were snoring. But no, yes.
I was singing along. Are you kidding?
Don't try to overextend yourself because you're not going to see everything you want to see.
Yeah.
And if you get the schedule ahead of time, plan it out ahead of time. So you know the things you really, really need to see and the stuff that you can say, if I miss it, I miss it.
Well, like what we did, we went to like picked the three main panels that we wanted to see best of all, went ahead and got those out of the way. Like, we know we wanted to see
Alan Tudyk
and Summer. So we went to that panel first, and I'm glad we did because he called Nathan Fillion during the panel and put him on speakerphone.
Play back our Dragon Con episode, and you'll hear us squealing about that.
Yeah, because that was so cool. And Nathan proceeds just to make fun of Summer, and then all of a sudden, dead silence. She's right there, isn't she? Hi, Summer.
How are you?
Yeah. And it was great because he just, you know, Alan just whips out his cell phone, boop, 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 boop.
Speed dial.
Puts him on speakerphone.
It was very
cool. Yeah, it was classic.
It's not my favorite thing in the universe, but I'm going to go and I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah, so, you know, you're not going to see everything you want to see. You know, prioritize.
Yes.
Don't try to cram everything in. You know, allow yourself, you know, do a couple of panels, then go get something to eat and relax. Plenty of food. Make sure you eat. Yes. Make sure you bathe.
Yeah, please.
You know what?
No fanboy
it's
funk.
It's not even going to matter because I took a shower every day and did a sponge bath every afternoon and I was still stinky because it's just awful.
Yeah, but
yeah,
you were
so many people packed together.
It's
it just
awful.
Gets hot and it's crazy.
And stinky.
And stinky.
And fanboy funk. And we don't need fanboy funk. You know, the water at the hotel is
free
and the soap won't bite you.
They don't charge extra for the soap.
Yeah.
Although one time at a hotel I had a little bit of a really allergic reaction to some
really?
Soap. Yeah.
Oh
yeah, well,
my
it must
God.
Have been soap from China or something.
It must have
oh,
been. Yeah.
Shh.
Yeah, so I like, you know, washed my face and I was like, oh, what? My face is kind of itchy and
oh,
red.
God.
And, oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It could have been a perfume or something.
That was great.
That's not good.
Love that. Never had that problem before or since, but that one time, and of course it was a time that I needed to go out and talk to people or
yeah.
something, you know, so
aww.
Of course I was like, lovely. Just lovely.
And if you see something in dealer room the first day, get it the first day because
oh, yeah.
chances are it's not going to be there when you go back.
Because there's at least hundreds of other people, if not thousands, that want the same item.
Yes.
And there's probably only one or two of them.
If
you don't get it then.
It and you want to just get
I mean,
it.
You
then.
Can, you know, traditionally Sunday's the best day to shop or Monday's
if,
the best day to shop.
If you're looking for something specific, yeah.
Yeah, because they don't want to haul that crap back.
Right.
And they're usually will cut you a bargain.
And like you said, if you're on like the 16th floor or something,
mm-hmm.
plan to be away from your room as much as possible. So, because if you're having to stop and go to your room all the time.
You're spending half the day on the elevator
yeah.
or waiting for the elevator.
And you're making it crowded so I can't get on.
Yes.
Exactly.
You know, I'm praying to God we have either like 5th floor or lower because I'm
yeah.
taking the stairs.
Well, last year we were supposed to have 4th floor.
Yeah.
And we got there and our room wasn't ready.
I'm going to specifically ask this time, though, as we check in.
It was mentioned heavily when I called for reservations good. That due to accessibility issues, we
see,
have someone who
is,
needs to.
I can walk around, but I can't stand for long periods of time. So I can't stand in line for a very long period of time, and I can't stand waiting for the elevator for a long time. But I can climb the stairs, which is ironic. But I plan to take the stairs a lot.
So you've been practicing at work.
And that wasn't even the intention when I started doing it, but it's going to, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll help.
I'm going to be hurting. I already know that.
I take the stairs down to the lobby at least once a day at work, and I'm on the 20th floor.
Make sure you pack headache remedies with you. You know,
oh,
some
yeah.
aspirin.
Vitamin
goodies.
C.
Vitamin C.
Start taking the vitamin C like a week before. I have it in the cupboard. I'm ready to go. So there's nothing you catch at Dragon Con that you can't
yeah.
shake off.
Usually, yeah, because usually you'll have a day or two of downtime at least
you'll
after
be
a
sick
con
the week
because
after,
you
yeah.
run yourself ragged, and then you get sick.
Because people are slimy and they touch things and then you touch things.
Yeah.
And then, well, but yeah, vitamin C.
Traditionally at conventions, of course, this is when I was younger. It was a whole lot of not eating, not sleeping, running all day. And, you know, I've come to the realization.
You're old.
Well, yeah. But no, that's not it. No, I came to the realization that you can do without sleep or you can do without food, but
you can't
do without
both.
And
right.
yeah, that's just too rough. But I've done it so many years. You just keep pushing because for me, I mean, I've been to so many conventions I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that I was drunk at the conventions. I'm just saying.
You've been to a lot.
I've been to so many, so
I don't
many.
Think I've seen you. Impaired.
I think you'd
no,
fall asleep. I think you'd be like me that he would just go to sleep.
I've seen him drink a lot.
I've got a shoebox full of convention badges.
That's awesome.
And
more outside of that.
To me, it's where I feel most alive. I am totally in my element.
Everybody understands you.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like we're
you're
all
normal
friends.
There.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I felt like a freak last year because I didn't have a costume. Mm-hmm. And usually I'm the one that's in costume that's a freak. And it's like, I didn't have a costume last year, and I, you know, I felt weird.
Well, see, the reason we don't have a costume, well, of course, we've got podcasting swag now.
Yes.
Is that
it's hot.
I'm lazy, and I don't have the skill to do it as good as, you know, there's people here that are phenomenal.
I could do it, but I wouldn't wear them. I could make them, but I could not wear them because I'd be heat exhaustion within the first 36 hours.
Costumes are traditionally very hot. And
you know,
it's
Halloween,
hot there already.
When it's, you know, 40 degrees outside, I can make a beautiful costume and wear it all night long. But
you need to track Sam down. Have her help us out.
Hi, Sam. We miss you.
Now, I love mainly superhero costuming, and I don't want to see me in spandex, and I don't think anybody else does either.
I've seen you in spandex. Not a pretty sight.
Yeah, we could work around that.
You know, so it's just kind of like...
Certain colors, certain patty, we can make it good.
Yeah, well, you just kind of realize at a certain point that, you know, maybe you shouldn't be wearing spandex.
Yeah, I'm not going to be... Yeah, no.
You hope other people realize that they shouldn't be either,
okay, we live
they
in
don't
Kentucky.
Normally.
Right now, the state fair is going on.
Oh.
Yeah.
People don't realize that.
Just
that's all I'm going to say.
Hell, at the Walmart, it's a little... You know, I feel tiny. I feel really tiny compared to some of these women.
Yeah, go to the, well, of course, you go to it frequently, I'm sure, the Walmart out in Pulte County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy.
I know.
I've gained a little bit of weight since I've been here, but I'm tiny compared to some of these women.
I mean, there are some,
but
there are people with family trees that go straight up, no branches, log in the ground.
Give them props, though, at these conventions that they don't care.
Yeah.
And
they're going to wear it, and they don't care, and I love that.
And most people there don't care that that person doesn't care.
Nope.
You know? The highlight, I guess, last year was the duct tape bikini.
Ow.
Yeah, did you see her?
I don't remember.
There's a picture of her, yeah.
Okay.
Because I showed my brother, and I'm like, don't show mom.
It was...
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't.
Ow. And then there was the one that was the electrical tape costume.
Yeah.
Like, ow. When those come off...
Yeah,
So it's, yeah, and
she
plan on getting
though.
At least 4 hours of sleep.
At least
4 good solid
and
hours of sleep.
And don't push yourself. If you're on the edge and you feel like you're going to burst into tears at any given moment, it's time to go back to the room.
Go back to the room, order a drink. Because
that happened twice to me last year. I was so overwhelmed. I just burst into tears. I'm like, okay, now I need to
her
go back.
Her first
to-
real...
Yes, I was so.
She goes to Dragon Con.
I was so because the X Files convention was wee. It wasn't an airplane hangar.
I have
it was
been to
wee.
Some big cons. I've been to Starbase Indy, which is actually a pretty good sized con, or it was in its heyday anyway. And you know, just tons and tons of Star Trek conventions.
So many people.
Dragon Con is a world of itself.
Because for somebody who doesn't like people as much as I don't like people sometimes in a crowd, I don't like crowds of people because I'm short and I either get knocked down or elbowed in the head. When I was in England, I got elbowed in the head by so many German tourists, it wasn't funny. But I'm short, I tend to get elbowed in the head because I'm at elbow height and it's just, it's awful.
And that's when you kick them in the ankle.
Awful.
Yeah, I'm serious. The heel, when you hit, kick him in the ankle. Oh, sorry, it's a reflex.
Sorry. Oh, no. I was saving all my energy. Like, I wasn't expending any more than I absolutely had
to. But Dragon Con is worth it just to go and people watch. Because there are some just...
Yes.
Yeah. So if you can go...
It's culture shock.
Plan on going, I guess, for the 2008, because by the time you hear this, it's a little late for it.
Well, you might get lucky.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's why a lot of people go to Dragon Con.
Ew.
Anywho.
You see some of those people.
Make your hotel reservations early.
Like February.
Is in February. And even in February when we made the reservations, we were told that they were booked up. And then we just have, oh man, we're coming down from Dragon Con. And magically, rooms opened up. Mm-hmm. Which is, found that a little interesting. But
well, when you know they're going to sell out.
Yeah. So definitely reserve your room early because you can always cancel. So
right.
That's the main thing. Reserve your room early.
By next year, the other one's going to be open up again.
Okay,
the Marriott will be
half
open
this year and half next year.
I don't remember.
Yeah, so plan on walking,
comfortable shoes,
plenty of water, stay hydrated. That's a biggie.
Tank tops and shorts.
And most importantly, plan on having fun.
Yes.
All right. I guess on
and
that.
Spending lots of money.
Yeah, spending. Save up. Sell plasma.
And you don't have to bring your camera because I'll be there taking pictures.
Check our Flickr account. Yeah,
check the Pod Culture Flickr account and there'll be all kinds of pictures.
That's awesome, though, because you saw things that we didn't see and we saw things you didn't see, so we, you know, it all worked out.
Yeah. And if you are going to Dragon Con,
look us up.
Look us up. Saturday, I think it's at 7 o'clock. The Parsec Awards is going to be at the Hyatt, I do believe.
Is it?
I think it is at the Hyatt.
That makes me so happy.
I think that is. I don't think it's across at the Hilton because they need the big, awesome. Big space.
And we'll get to sit in the front.
Yep. And we will be there cheering to people that actually win.
Stranger things have happened.
The fact that we've stayed on the air for 2 years.
Oh.
That's stranger.
That's because there's no censorship of podcast yet.
Yeah, because censorship is bullshit.
Oh.
Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Oh, Glenn.
I think on that note, folks, it's time to call this a show, and we are out of here.
Cheers.
Be seeing you. And if you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are a few different ways, including these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn, or Christina at podculture.net.
And should they want to reach us the old-fashioned way,
that address would be Pod Culture, care of Chroma Entertainment, P.O. Box 4117, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47131-4117.
You can also give us a call on the Pod Culture voicemail line, and that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD.
And there are also the official Pod Culture forums located at forums.podculture.net. And you'll find a link to that on our website, www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.
Be seeing you.
Is that all I'm ever going to get from you guys? Bullshit.